This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. And hopefully all y'all sprung ahead. It's 6:34, not 5:34, 6:34. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and all you folks out there in Powder Springs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
You know about them folks.
I know a little bit about them folks out there.
A little
there.
Bit about them.
Have a wonderful day. It's going to be a little cooler. It's going to be a little cooler than yesterday. Mid-70s.
A little bit, but after we get this rain through here, it's supposed to warm up during the course of the week. So we're in for a pretty good week, I think, weather-wise.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
We've been like a couple who've been taking separate vacations for the last little bit. and good to see you again. Now we got to take a little break here in a little bit. This is how we do Sunday mornings.
We will.
And for the last few weeks, we've come back with Kyle Sandy, who you have, been cheating with me on.
Yeah, we're hanging out with the guy,
yeah,
man.
You've been cheating with me. He's dressed up
with his bow ties and everything.
I saw the colors he was wearing.
State tournament, man. You got to bring your best.
I guess so. And so he's going to join us coming up. It's in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
But I want to hear about, your time down there in Macon. You sent plenty of pictures. Boy, I got it with both barrels yesterday.
Did you?
Buc-ee's.
Oh, really?
I got Buc-ee's comments from Jason Longshore. By the way, I want to thank him again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jason.
He's snoring right now because he called the game last night. Him and Mike Conti. But anyway, so it's good to see you. You teased me with a little something there. I might have to take a trip up to the northern Buc-ee's. How far is that from here?
The northern one was up. It's Calhoun. It's going up toward Chattanooga.
Oh, that's like an hour or so.
Up 75. Yeah, yeah.
And the other one's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, from here even more because about be an hour and a half to Macon, more or less, and then another 15 minutes.
Maybe I can just get them to send me one.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They should have some kind of service like that.
Oh, they want you. They want you to come to them.
I don't need the clean bathrooms. I need some of the stuff they got in the store. Okay, I don't need no gas. I don't need nothing like that.
They want you to come through.
So on this this Sunday morning, you've got us until 9 o'clock. By the way, it's tournament time. So we got in case you can't get in front of a TV later on today, the Big South Championship that gets going at 11:45.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tip at 12, followed by the Missouri Valley Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-tip at 2.
Yep.
Tip at 2:15. So everybody's, you
everybody's
know,
trying to punch their ticket to the dance, man. People are starting to put on the dancing shoes.
Georgia did yesterday.
You know, well, they didn't punch their ticket to the
dance. No, but I'm saying they put the dancing shoes on because you got to prep right now. Well, if you want to believe, you know.
They still got to do the tournament. I mean, they should be in good shape for the tournament. A win like did that for them. But they got the SEC tournament. They got to do a little dancing up in Nashville first.
Who would have thought that this SEC championship in college basketball would be more compelling than the SEC going for the championship in football?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is because it's so unusual. And, you know, everybody's watching it at it, and it gets better and better. You know, Alabama and Auburn yesterday.
Well, think about this.
That was more attention for that game
than
Duke and North Carolina.
You're right, because I'd forgotten about that.
Who cared about Duke and North Carolina last night?
Duke that's about it.
Duke and North Carolina, people up there,
I know.
It's their little garden party, as Sam Cassell said. And we're going to wake up this wine and cheese crowd up here when Florida State came into the conference.
It was one of those – this has been one of those years where you're looking at the traditional matchups in football, too, where you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about them. They were playing today.
Mm-hmm.
But that yesterday, that matchup. But then when you start hearing about the teams vying for the Big Ten championship and they talking about USC, UCLA, and those teams playing, like it was USC against Michigan yesterday. So, you got to enjoy the changing nature of college sports. We kind of got used to it by the end of the college football season, and now that this is going on, it's like, oh yeah, okay. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. I really am, because this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. Again, Sam and Greg, we're here until 9 o'clock today. So let me tell you what we got going on. Kyle Sandy, who Mr. Crenshaw's been cheating with me on. He's coming up 7:20. Got a fresh casting call. Maybe hear something from Noel. We do have a three cheers and three jeers we're going to do in the show. Maybe push that to 8 o'clock. And hopefully hear from Travis Williams.
Yeah.
Special guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Going to join us to talk about the HBCU All-Star Game and the fact that HBCU basketball has been all around us here in Atlanta. The SIAC tournament just wrapped up. The SWAC tournament is on the way. It's going to be down at Gateway. Down in College Park, and that's going to get started this week. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. So he's going to talk about that, plus the HBCU All-Star Game that's going to come up during the weekend of the Final Four.
All right, I want to throw this out. We got to get on out of here. And by the way, if you want to join us for any reason, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Did you like how I threw that out there?
How about that?
For any reason.
Any reason.
For any reason.
Hey.
But I want to ask you this.
We need to accommodate you.
Because of the last few days I have had, what would you tear your house up for looking for?
Oh, no.
What is it that you would lose or can't find that you would literally, it would change your attitude and you would tear your house up trying to find? What is that? And I'll tell you why I bring it up, but we're going to go to break right now.
Okay.
And I want you to think about a couple things, and I'll tell you why I brought this up
as
we come back here. It is Sam and Greg on this 9th day of March. It's Sunday morning. Thank you all for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. It is Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, ninth day of March. Just trying to, like, not talk over the singing here, you know. And why are we playing this, Mr. Crenshaw?
Man, we lost this man this week. Roy Ayers, 84 years old, vibraphonist extraordinaire.
That's an instrument you don't hear.
You really don't.
Anymore. And when you say that, you remind me of my mother.
Why?
Because one of her favorite musicians was Lionel Hampton.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so that's like the when you think of, you know, vibes, that's the guy you begin and end with right there. But
Roy was able to cross over a lot of different genres, though. He was straight ahead jazz with it, but then he went and did a little bop with it. He even played on some tunes, like with Rick James. You would hear the vibe. So he crossed over and did a lot of different things with it. Some people say he was a start of what, you know, a sound that came a little bit later on that we call maybe a little acid jazz, kind of, you know, some things like that. So he was like ahead of a time, kind of, and not afraid to pioneer some different kind of stuff.
By the way, that would be a great name if punk music came back for a punk band.
Right.
Acid jazz.
Acid jazz. Okay. You can do that.
It would be.
Yeah.
I just think. Man, again, good to have you back.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun yesterday with Jason Longshore in here.
I could tell.
We talked about a number of things, and we've made some pivots this morning, so I want to bring you in and get your thoughts on a couple things. But I left that last segment with a question. If you lost, what would it be that you lost that you would tear your house up? You'd tell, you know, who's ever your husband, or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, don't talk to me, I got to find this. And then, of course, they always do that. Well, did you check here? Did you walk over here? You know,
oh, God.
And that frustrates you more because you already did it like six times.
Right,
but they're trying to help. What is it that you would tear your house up for? Looking for there's a disjointed sentence there, but you know what I meant.
Yep.
Now keys is an obvious one because you can't leave
remote.
Really? Okay.
If you usually you keep your remote in the same room, whatever your device is in. But something comes up and you end up taking it down the hall with you, right? And you forget and you look up, it's in the washroom. It's in the washroom with the washer and dryer. But you know what I mean? But something just happened to distract you and it happened to be in your hand at the time.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right, you know what I mean? So you're walking with your remote, your device is back three, four rooms back, maybe on the upper level, but you're carrying this thing with you and you go and do what you got to do and you leave it. There in the right by the hamper with your dirty clothes.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. That's a good one.
Okay.
The funny thing that occurred to me when you said that immediately, so I kind of only heard half of what you were saying because I was reminded of something that we all did. Not so much now in 2024, 25, but when everybody first started using remotes and that would happen, you would walk back and forth throughout the living room. And you would check behind cushions. You'd check underneath sofas.
Oh, yeah.
You would walk by the actual TV that you could stick your finger in and
change the channel.
But
right.
You're not going to do that. You'd walk by it and still look for that remote. And I would stand there and do that, and I'd laugh at myself going, I could just turn this damn TV off by itself. But I don't. I'm looking for this remote. We've all been guilty of that. So
you used to have to get up to change that channel.
Yeah. That's when, you know, if you were only your father was still around, he'd just tell you. See, the kids they were the original remote controls.
Right, right.
Gregory,
right.
Get up there and turn that on to NBC.
Yeah.
That's what I would get. So you got your keys. I have done this for my driver's license.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm carrying a wallet. I mean, you know, I got the stuff kind of together here. But for whatever reason, you take your wallet out, you got to show some ID or whatever, and you don't put it back where it normally is, and you find it's in a pocket or, you know, your jeans or your shirt pocket, and then you can't find your license. That's something I've ripped the house up for looking.
Okay.
I really have. But, yeah, I had lost my keys for 2 days this past week.
No.
I have backup keys, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
But I had to use the backup keys.
That's a bad feeling.
It is. That's the point. You just going, where's my keys at?
That's a bad
Now, as
feeling.
Opposed to your keys, the worst one was the driver's license because that got all your info on it.
Oh, yeah, now.
So you lose your license, you make you want to walk in traffic, no pun intended. But still, that was one that really, really worried me until I found it. So, again, just curious. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. So yesterday, when Jason was here, we talked about a number of things that, you know, he hadn't had a chance to get off his chest. I want to ask you, because you didn't do. And by the way, I got to wave a finger at you, man.
Oh, no.
Because when I was gone, I understand that, you know, we took a break. There was a break from, you know, your story of the week.
Did we do that?
Apparently not, because your producer's also smiling at me. So y'all just put my little feature on the back burner while I was gone.
Oh.
I bet you did three cheers and three jeers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you just kind of blew off story of the week. So let me ask you this now that I have you back and put you on spot. If you had to come up with a story of the week, what would be yours? We did it yesterday. Other than you being in Macon and all of that stuff, I guess. Was there a story of the week for Macon?
I don't know if there was a story of the week for Macon, but I mean, just the whole event was a story.
Okay.
You know, to me. And just the way it all turned out. The officiating was good. I don't think anybody complained about the referees. And that's always good when you have an event like that. But you're supposed to have the best of the best, right?
Right.
You get to the state tournament. And it was great. And the place was wall-to-wall packed yesterday when Southwest Macon played.
You said that on the air yesterday. It was going to be like that.
As I mentioned yesterday, the cool thing about this, and we'll get into this when we talk with Kyle Sandy in a little while, the fact that schools from the cities, inner cities around our state, a team can get to this where they can't get to it in football because the talent is so there. And you need more players. You need more players because it's basketball. And if you got your three or four really, really, really good players and some guys that support them, you can get to this.
Right.
And so you had a team. You had two teams from Atlanta Public Schools go. You had Southwest Macon. You had Hardaway from Columbus. Savannah High from Savannah. You had Butler High from Augusta, all participating in this. Whereas you probably wouldn't see a school from any of those cities in the city public schools, make it to a championship in football, except for Carver and Columbus. Them dudes have figured out something down there. They just like Santa Claus. They show up every year. Same time.
Okay.
Robert Columbus makes it to the state championships. But, you know, the other cities, not so. So it was cool to see that. And the culture clash. When you got, you know, not just the teams from you know, down South Georgia or from the burbs surrounding Atlanta, but from North Georgia. And to see the you know, from those counties that came down to play, the teams and the young people that came with them from Banks County, from Fannin County. When they left, everybody in the city came down to show support for those young people, and I thought it was fantastic. So great job. Great show.
Okay.
And thankful I had a chance to be a part of it.
Now, I can't remember how I got into this, but I really wanted to bring you in on this. So yesterday, another one of the things that Jason and I were talking about, Noel, if you got a second, do you remember how we got into the whole NASCAR thing where Jason was not wanting to agree with me that I thought that NASCAR down – we were kind of comparing sports, and I was – talking about NASCAR and their fan base being rabid. And I can't remember how we got into that. I'm seeing if Noel's got a second to help me out here.
I think that was us talking about which sports figures moved the needle here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were talking about people who move the needle as far as athletes.
Okay.
And how we got into that, it will just kind of like pop into my head. But we were talking about that. Jason brought this up yesterday, and I mentioned NASCAR fans. I mean NASCAR drivers.
Okay.
And he didn't want to hear that. He just thought that there was no way that would be as big. I don't want to go down this road because I thought I had this and I don't have it, and I'd be throwing him under the bus. And maybe he'll be awake before the end of the show.
But what was it though?
But we were just talking about. All right, I tell you what, I'm going to switch this. I'll Uh-oh. Bring you in on something else that
okay.
we were talking about.
One
of the things that he talked about yesterday was getting ready for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you heard the news about the World Cup championship game is going to have an actual halftime show. I realize it's, you know, but they're going to have entertainment for the first time.
Okay.
And who would that be if you had to choose? Because remembering, it's a international
right,
audience.
Right.
So you can't go with the usual suspects
right.
that you would think of.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, how many American athletes, how many American entertainers would you even consider to be the halftime entertainment or whenever they decide to do this during this match. So we came up with a couple. We came up with a couple obvious ones. You know the one I picked.
Who's that?
Right out of the butt. Right. Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Yeah, I picked Pitbull. Shakira, she was another one. I forgot the list. But anyway, at the end of the day, as we were walking out, we agreed if there was one that had to perform at the game that's being played here, because it's going to be at the MetLife Stadium. Even though it's here in America, it's got to be somewhat worldwide. But if you got to incorporate an American act, who would that be that would be known worldwide? Can do Taylor. And Beyonce, you know, those were not mentioned yesterday.
Okay.
But there was a female that was mentioned.
Okay.
He loves him some Rihanna.
Okay.
And then the other person he thought of.
Possibility.
When you think of New Jersey, you think of two people. Both of them made the list. Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, I can see them.
Okay. Who would you pick if you had to choose an act? That's the question. Then the American are just for that match.
Do they have to be from America?
No. I'm asking you just period. If you had to choose a band, an entertainer to perform that audience would all, for the most part.
Probably somebody like you too.
You know, I hadn't even thought about you too.
Yep.
I only maybe because of their age.
Yep.
But I hadn't thought about YouTube, but that's not a bad one. That ain't a bad one. What's-His-Face is picking the entertainment. Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay.
So okay. We will wait to see. We talked about a number of other things. And by the way, I got a thing that I did with Jason yesterday I'm going to do with you. One of those little insignificant nuggets, but kind of tied into the movie industry. And you got to watch the, what you call us last week, too. You ain't said nothing about the Oscars. And how that played out. Thoughts on that.
We get some thoughts on that.
All right, that's all coming up. We are just getting started on this morning where everything's kind of being held together by duct tape and barbed wire, but we are having ourselves a time so far. Thank you for letting us join you on this Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.